Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. The world's greatest radio. You're in touch with faith and family. Our mission is to share uplifting information that supports families in living more abundant lives. And I'm Reverend Dr. Carolyn Pettigrew, and this is Radio the Way It Should Be Heard. This afternoon, we have a wonderful guest. Her name is Marcia Cook Mason. And we want to welcome you, Marcia, because we know you have a wealth of information to tell us about being an entrepreneur and a small business owner. Welcome.
Thank you, Ms. Carolyn, for having me here today.
Well, we are delighted, and we've done this before elsewhere, and we had fun doing it, and we're reprising it, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
You know, you are just a delightful person, and you bring so much energy to your business. Can you tell us what your business is?
Well, I'm currently an independent beauty consultant with Mary Kay, and that has been my new, I would say, business since 2001. But prior to that, I worked for 35 plus years as a registered nurse at labor and delivery, and also as an adjunct nursing instructor for Columbus State.
Wonderful, wonderful. So you had a wonderful background. What prepared you for this business out of nursing?
I think being diverse,
okay,
being able to think on your feet and to take each person where they are.
Yes, and you would need to know that being a nurse, serving so many different people, ethnicities, and situations, family situations. I can relate to that as a former hospital chaplain, my first ministry. Well, that's great. So you retired first?
Yes.
And then how?
No, I'm sorry. I started my business with Mary Kay, and then I retired 9 years after that.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. So how was that balancing your work and your small business?
Well, at first, I thought it was going to be a little conflict, but then when I thought about it is, with Mary Kay, since you're working for yourself, you get to choose how many hours per week or per day that works with you and your schedule. So it was just primarily for me sitting down and making up a schedule of what will work for me and fitting my business in with life as it's happening every day.
That's great. That's great. What's a tip on how to do that? How to balance life and your small business and your primary care? How do you care for yourself? One thing that you do that.
Well, you know what? I'm very happy. I told my husband I was happy with this already. I sit down and did a 90-day calendar for the next 90 days from January to March.
Okay.
And what I did was I sit down and I did daily schedule.
All right.
Broke it down into intervals, like, you know, my meditation time, my exercise time, my time I'm going to do laundry, my time I'm working in the office,
yes,
my time I'm going to be out of the office,
yes,
and I wrote it down for the whole day.
Uh-huh. So you have to plan ahead and sort of have some vision about how you're going to live that dream out, right?
Definitely got to have the vision.
Uh-huh. And I love that you said when you're going to do your meditation, because this is Faith and Family, and we're trying to give uplifting information, and this is something that's key to living in any area, and I would definitely in small business.
Yes.
Having a time of meditation, because you're fulfilling so many people's different needs and demands.
Right. And, you know, you can have your meditation. For me, I like to have my primary meditation time in the morning, you know, when I'm reading my scriptures, I'm
okay,
reading my looking at my podcast. But for me, when I'm in the water for like an hour doing my water aerobics, I speak out loud and talk and meditate.
That's wonderful. I love that.
Because it's flowing. You're in the water and just...
That's
just
beautiful. Yes, that's neat. I like hearing that. So we're talking about tips for small business owners or the experience of being an entrepreneur. I won't even say a woman entrepreneur, just being an entrepreneur. So what steps went into your deciding to choose the business that you decided?
Well, believe it or not, this was not my first choice.
Okay.
Like I said, I had been a nurse for many years, and I had already chose another avenue for my entrepreneur business.
Okay.
I had gone as far as gotten my license and everything, got my name from the state of Ohio registered, and I was getting ready to be in the process of ordering my equipment for my home health business.
Yes.
When a friend of mine from church approached me and said, hey, come on over and let's try this Mary Kay. So I went over and I tried it, and I loved the product.
Yes.
So then she says, well, you know, you can have this as a business. And I was like, really? So I said, now listen to the options and the opportunities. And it's like, well, you know what? This is the same opportunities, but less startup than what I was going to need for my business.
Because
my business was going to be maybe like $15,000 for what I needed.
Oh, wow.
For what I was going to do. My other business I was going to be was going to be a basic life support instructor. So I'd have gone around to different businesses and offices and offered to instruct and certify your staff on basic life support or
like CPR.
CPR, for infants and adults.
Yes.
So getting that equipment is kind of costly.
Yes. Yes.
So, and I looked at the options and it's like, you know what? This one's easier and it's not healthcare related per se.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's like, I can have fun instead of always being a nurse 24 hours a day.
Yes. Well, that's the, I had this question here, finance startup capital. So that's what you were talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things of starting a business is to think about your startup capital, right?
Right. And then if you don't have it, you need to sit down, come up with a business plan as to what it is for the startup. And if it costs more than that, go in and talk to a banker or someone who can help you with that. But with my business with Mary Kay, the startup was only $100.
Didn't have to
plus
the banker for that. That's right. So no 30-year loan, increased interest and all that. That's very important because that's very important to peace of mind, isn't it?
Yes.
You don't have, you want to earn a good living, you want to be comfortable, but you don't feel a great deal of pressure so that it robs you of your peace and enjoyment.
Right. And the thing about it is with Mary Kay, you can ask yourself, do I want to have the type of business where I can be like Macy's, where people can come in and get a pampering and want their product and they can take it home today? So you can have inventory, and that's another option you can look at is how much I would like to invest at that option.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, you can just go with your $100 investment and maybe go another different avenue to grow your business.
So what that maybe that would be you do your shows or your parties or your complimentary makeover, and then people order, and then you would order it from the
right, because we have a website. You can have delivered to you within 3 days.
I've had that done. So that you don't have to have a lot of inventory.
Right, if that's the route they choose.
So it works. Yes, so that you it's flexible in the way you do that and what impacts, what will impact your startup.
Correct.
Well, that's good. And then you can switch later if you choose to not have inventory.
You can always build your business.
You can always build your business, get your repeat clients, and then start having the inventory.
Which is what some women I have noticed who have done Mary Kay, because not everybody comes to Mary Kay with money to just invest.
You know,
some people come, it's like, I've known some people say they don't have the $100.
Yes.
So then, you know, that's fine. So then you work with that woman where she is and show her options how she can get that $100.
Sure.
Or she says, I want to do a $600 inventory, but I don't have it. So you work with her and show her, well, you know, you can have a party or preview collection and have your guests come and order, and then
get
you can
out
sit
of
down
there
and get your order, and then you'll have product on hand for your next preview collection or pampering that you choose to do.
So the lesson there is to know yourself and know what your limits are and what you want to do and what you want to invest as far as capital and what's going to keep you feeling spiritually comfortable.
Right.
And that I think that's good advice. And I like the fact that the business has all of that flexibility.
And it stayed $100 for years for the startup fee for the kit.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you get a kit. Well, that's wonderful. What about online networking with other home workers, like Mary Kay workers or with other people that work at home?
You can join other networking groups. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Yes, you can partner up with other businesses. You know, like some people partner up with jewelry making people, or some people do things with people who maybe have, what is it, Pamper Chef or different things. And maybe, you know, you may host a party for them and vice versa.
So that as I was reading, they were talking about cross marketing. That's what that would be, wouldn't it?
I think it's that would be a part of that.
Of that. If you know a dermatologist and ask them to have your cards,
mm-hmm.
if they approve of the chemical base of the medication for their clients, then they could have your card in their mm-hmm. office and distribute it that way.
I was going to say, and that's true, because some offices will allow you to come in and put your business cards there
yes.
for people to take your name and number and call you, or leave a little, what we call a little lead box, where you can just dress it up real cute with
mm-hmm.
ribbons and bows
mm-hmm.
and offer complimentary pampering, and
yes.
they can just drop the information in and you can contact them that way
yes.
also.
Well, what I think about that, I hadn't thought it, known the what to call it, cross-marketing. When I go to my masseuse,
mm-hmm.
in the lobby, there are, I'd say, about five or six stacks of different business cards.
Wow.
For different businesses that you might want related to massage. You know,
mm-hmm.
other might be acupuncture, might be something like that. So that, do you do any of the cross marketing?
I do, and I go to vendors' events in town and out of town. And
so that's something you have to think of when you're starting a business, too. How are you going to get the word out about yourself?
Right, and I think that's the biggest fear when you're thinking about starting any kind of business. It's like, how will I succeed? How will I get my name out there? And sometimes, you know, just starting up, you know, especially like with Mary Kay, you know, your primary target may be your family and friends.
Okay.
And then you may say, okay, you do a pampering or a facial with them. And then you can say, would you mind, do you have any other friends or family who you may think
mm-hmm.
may benefit from this?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you may get referrals from them. And then you can also go and approach businesses by saying, you know, would you like for me to be your corporate
mm-hmm.
Gift-giving person for the holidays
nice.
Or for birthdays
yes.
or for your staff
yes.
or for Administrative Assistance Day or
yes.
Nurses Week or whatever business that they may be in?
Yes. That's
because some people don't like to think about what to give to their staff. It's
that's
like, oh,
right.
okay, here's the price point. Make it pretty.
Yes.
And then I'll pass it out.
Well, and I've seen so many catalogs that you can look in and find gifts and things that have your knit company name on and all. So that would be a wonderful idea to do.
But what I would like for women and or men to realize is with Mary Kay, is a wonderful way to experience our entire line of skincare, which we have like six different lines of skincare for men and women and teens, you know, body fragrances, body care. It's a way to experience it before you buy it, and there's no fee involved at all.
Now, how do you do that? How do you experience it before you buy?
Okay, like say with you and I, you know,
mm-hmm.
you would say, hey, can I try some of the eyeshadows or cheek colors or whatever? Then you would come over and try the colors
mm-hmm.
and see if you like them
mm-hmm.
and then you can purchase them.
Okay.
You're under no obligation to purchase them just because you've had a pampering.
Well, that's different, isn't it?
And it's really nice, yes, because if you go into a store, it's like, okay, hurry up, let's go. I got to make that commission. That's what they're saying, more or less, and let me go. But this way, they actually sit down and take your time. And I like it because I get to know what my needs are from my guests, what they like and what they don't like.
Yes. Now, what is some advice that you might have to any person going into a small business? And it might be kind of general.
You know, don't wait for the perfect time to start, because there is none.
Okay.
You know, if you have it in you and you want to start a business, go ahead and research it and start. Don't wait, because it's not a perfect time, because you may put it off and you never
do it.
You never know if you don't try. Mm-hmm. I thought the same thing, but when I did it, it's like, why didn't I do this sooner? That's what I asked myself. Why didn't I do this sooner?
Is that right?
Yes, because I was approached back in the 90s, I would think. One of my patients was a Mary Kay consultant.
Oh,
and I bought some things from her, and then she moved away. And at that time, I didn't know how to reach out to her because, you know, we didn't have internet the way we have now, where you can go online, look up a Mary Kay consultant in your vicinity. So that was my big thing. I regret it.
What about risk? What do you say about risk? Did you think about risk?
I did, but you know, I think the rewards outweigh that.
Okay. When we talked before, you talked about some benefits for you. And would you say a little more about the role that fun plays in it, your own hours? And traveling.
You mean in regard to Mary Kay, or as a result of Mary Kay?
Well, either way.
Okay. What traveling is with Mary Kay, a lot of women don't realize this is a business that you can utilize your guests in every state. I have guests as far away as California, the state of Washington. With Mary Kay, you can have customers in every state. There's a no territory thing.
Oh, is that
so
right?
So just because you're a Mary Kay consultant here in Ohio doesn't mean that's where all my customers are. I have customers throughout the U.S.
So do you travel to those places to service your clients?
I have. If I travel to somewhere, like say if I went to Disney to visit my family there and I decided to have a party with one of my family members, if it's so much, I can probably write so much of my trip off.
That's right. That's true.
Because it was business as well as pleasure.
So when you're at home in Ohio, they order from you, because you can order online.
Correct.
And then you have the products sent to them.
Correct. I can either send it to them from my inventory at home, or I can just order it and it can be sent from a Mary Kay location to them, and they'll get it in 3 days.
So in looking at starting your own business, what would travel come under? It would still be flexibility.
Yes.
It wouldn't be, you wouldn't be limited in space, and because of the internet, you're not limited in time, because you can use the internet anytime, day or night.
And then another thing, Mary Kay, they have a virtual makeover that you can do online too.
Now, how does that go?
Like, say you went to the website, you can put your personal picture in there, or they have different models that, you know, maybe look like you with your face shape. You can choose one of those or choose your own, put it in there, and then you can actually do what they call a virtual makeover, and you can just choose what color eyeshadows or eyeliner or cheek color or lip gloss or lip pencil, and see just what it will look like. Give you an idea.
And then you can order your products with your consultant, no matter how near or far she is.
Correct.
And then she can service you that way. I think that's wonderful. That's really ultimate convenience, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I like that. So you have clients in California. Any other places?
Most of mine are Midwest and the East Coast now.
Okay.
And I do have some in Texas, but it's usually Midwest and the East Coast.
How did you get that variety in your company?
I met some people at vendors events, and that's how I got a lot of the people who are not in this vicinity.
Okay.
That's why I was saying that's one way how you can go out and meet vendors, because the thing about it is when you have a business, no matter what your business is, don't get discouraged because you go to an event and you may not have had the sales that you wanted or met enough customers as you wanted. Get out there and mingle with the other vendors.
Okay. So you're really personally networking.
That's networking while you're at your vendors. You know, you get there, you set up early, have a little goodie bag to go around to meet the other vendors.
Okay.
Something
so
from you.
Then do you share client lists? Do you share with one another as a result, clients they can reach out to for their...
You can do that, yes.
That would be a wonderful way to network.
Mm-hmm.
I'm selling T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You're selling makeup,
mm-hmm,
and skincare, and fragrance.
And maybe they can make a T-shirt. You can have a T-shirt made by them for advertising your business.
That's
or vice versa. So.
That's right. That can be one of your gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Then they could purchase something from your line that can be one of their gifts, because
mm-hmm,
usually all vendors, in-store or out, they give you something, whether it's a shoehorn at a shoe store or what.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a wonderful way to network.
Oh, and another thing I want people to always remember, you're always a walking billboard of your business. So
okay,
if you're out there and you're being mean and nasty to people, that karma may come back around to you. So if you want to go out and meet other vendors, be polite and pleasant and,
mm-hmm,
and cheerful.
And willing to help them.
You know, maybe they may need help setting up that table or breaking something
yes.
down. Be willing to be kind to someone.
Yes. Kindness
goes a long way.
You just can't beat it.
Yes.
You know, what is the saying? More flies.
You catch more
flies with honey.
Honey than, yeah, I think that's what it is.
Uh-huh.
More bees with honey or something.
Bees. That is not flies.
More
we don't want to
bees. Catch. Bees with honey.
More bees with honey. And that's kindness is so important, and I think we're kind of forgetting about it today. So it's wonderful for us to bring it up today.
And, you know, I'm glad that you always start off with faith and meditation at the beginning of your show, because that's one of the things with Mary Kay that she wanted people to know. That's what she believed in: God, family, and career.
Yes.
That was the three things that she always tried to
tie together
and have people
that's
to remember
right.
This is what it's all about.
And she wants you to have it in balance.
Correct.
Yes, I heard her speak one time about that. And that's very important, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
And that's how she started her business in September 13th in 1963. So now, Mary Kay, we just celebrated our 56th year.
Is that right?
Yes. And now we're international. We're also in South America now.
Wonderful.
As well as Asia and Europe and Mexico.
Wonderful.
So, yes.
Wonderful. Do you have international gatherings or are they all regional?
Well, we have our yearly seminar event, which is in Dallas, which is our headquarters.
Okay.
They do have different countries represented that comes to the seminar year.
And represents their country. So we're talking about, when you talk about that, I was glad to hear that you want to think when you're starting up a business, in that business, is there a way to have continued education to stay current? And that's what you're saying. Yearly,
mm-hmm.
you have an opportunity to gather and to learn more things about your craft.
Right, and there's many ways how we can do that. I'm glad
okay.
you brought that up.
Yes.
There's such a thing as, now these are not required, but they're there to help you to grow and how to grow your business. We
okay.
have the opportunity to attend weekly meetings, and that's where you actually go, and they're taught by directors. And the directors are still consultants, but they have 24 or more unit members under them. So they teach you different things to use with business, different scripts that you may use to help
introduce yourself. Yes.
They may teach you different things on how to do makeup applications, and it's a lot of business things that they teach you.
I think that's important.
That's one of the things you can attend. And then we have in the spring, we call our career conference, which is a 2-day event, and you get to choose where you want to attend that at. And that's when we have people in our company who are the top leaders come in and train. And that's another avenue that you can get training. Mm-hmm. And then we have also our seminar education that's in the summer, and that's usually like a 3 to 4 day event.
Nice.
Where you go and you get training from the top leaders and the management with Mary Kay.
Right. And one of the things, just an aside, when you have a business, a home business, there are some tax advantages. And one of those.
Oh, yes.
Yes. What are some of those?
Well, believe it or not, that's one thing that really got my
eye
going when I thought about joining Mary Kay back in 2001, because at that time, I'm thinking, we can't write off a lot of things anymore, so what can we do? Mm-hmm. So one of the tax things with Mary Kay is with most home-based businesses, you know, have a dedicated space where you can run your business, even if it's just a four by six square.
That's right.
Because when it's time to do your taxes, that little 4x6, it adds up with your tax write-off. You know? If you have something like your cell phone.
Yes, that's right. Your mileage.
Yes.
Yes.
Your printing, your postage.
That's right. Your gatherings. If you entertain people in your home to do your parties, your makeup parties, then that space is tax deductible. Now, let me ask you one thing about the space. I was reading about that. Does it have to be a space that's only dedicated to your business? For instance, if I have my study, I have in retirement, I have a not-for-profit spirit care, and I consult and do things out of that and this. Okay, all I do is work in that study at the computer. I have things stored, whatever. That's my office. Now, say if I have people come and I do a retreat in my home, which I have done silent retreats for Advent in my living room, and people go all over the house for lunch, for quiet lunch or whatever, and we meet. Now, can I tax deduct the rest, those rooms also, or only?
You know, I would leave that to my tax attorney. That's
okay.
When I have things like that, it's like, that's my tax attorney. And that's another thing. Make sure the person who does your taxes really know what they're doing when it comes to business.
Okay, because the laws have changed, haven't
yes,
they?
Yes, they change a lot.
And, in fact, I need to have a friend on the show who does taxes. This is about the time. She has a business, Liberty Tax Service. She needs to be on around this time because the tax laws have really changed, haven't they?
Yes, they have. They've changed a lot. So that's why I always have everything ready, and I go, my husband and I, we go to our tax attorney.
Sure.
We've been going to for like the last, 10 years. It's
wonderful.
Like, okay, here it is. Let me know what I need.
That's wonderful. Well, so that is a good tip. You're telling us that we get tax advantages from being a small home business, but we need any complicated questions we're not sure about. We need an expert who can guide
or
us.
Or call the IRS.
Well, that is good. That's excellent about the tax, because the taxes are an advantage. Like I said, mileage and your gas. Well, that is your mileage, isn't it? But that's important to know. We have 1 minute before we go to break. I don't know. I have another. I asked you about fun, and I asked you about your own hours. Can you tell me a couple of things in the next minute before break
About fun? You know what? Mary Kay helped me go to Italy this year.
I love it. I love Italy.
So, yes. That was one of my fun things. It's like we went to Italy and Greece. So that that helped pay for our trip to Italy and Greece this year.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
So that was some fun I got from my business.
Yes. I'll take it. Take it. And that's what you need to look at in any business you start, don't you?
Yes.
You need to know, is it going to help me balance work and life? And is it going to help me have funds to live the life I want to live with my family and friends? And we'll get back to Wesley's model after the break, because we talked about that the last time.
Okay.
So we talked about fun, and we've talked about travel, and we're ready to go to a break for just a minute. But I see some things on your card, and when we come back, I want to ask you about them. First, when we come back, let's do your contact right away.
Okay.
Your contact information. Mm-hmm. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Podcasts are available. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com, the app, to your cell or your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there, and we'll be back with Marcia Cook Mason, entrepreneur.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals, or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
I've got the water, energy bars, and camera. I think we're set for the hike.
Almost. We need to protect our skin. Don't forget your wide-brimmed hat and sunscreen.
All right. I've got the hat. I've got SPF 30. Will that work?
Yeah, anything 15 or higher is good. Just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Great. Got it. I am not getting burned again. Let's go.
Learn more at cdc.gov/cancer.
Michael Vick's guilty plea didn't solve the problem of dogfighting in America. More than a quarter of a million dogs are placed into fighting pits each year. I'm Wayne Pacelli, president of the Humane Society of the United States. If you think stage animal fights have no place in our communities, then join us in the fight now. We're going to put dogfighting out of business once and for all. To find out how, visit us at humanesociety.org.
A message from the Humane Society of the United States. Learn more at humanesociety.org.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income, and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Well, we're back with our guest on Faith and Family, and we're having a wonderful time with entrepreneur and businesswoman Marcia Cook Mason. And she's been telling us all about her strategies for having a successful business, and her business is as an independent beauty consultant. I see that word independent. What does that mean?
Well, you work with the company, but then you work for yourself too.
So they have probably rules of ethics,
guidelines,
but you make up your own hours and
right. You don't have to work 40 hours a week. You work, like you say, what you want to work for.
So like, you make up your mind about right. how much you're going to work.
So, like, if this week you say I only want to work 2 hours and seeing guests, that's what you do. And maybe okay. next week you may say I'm going to work 15.
Okay.
So whatever you decide works best for you and your lifestyle, your appointments and your other obligations, that's how you do it.
Okay, so that's the own hours there that we talked about before. Mm-hmm. That's pretty nice, especially if you're a person that does like to travel or a person that has small children or school-age children, you can juggle that. Or if you're unmarried and you just want to be involved in other community activities, you can do anything you want.
And that's one thing that's a beauty about Mary Kay. As a business owner, Mary Kay herself was a single mom when she started her business.
Okay.
With three children.
That's inspiring.
So she knew what it was about as far as working and balancing around your family.
Yes.
And being successful.
That's right.
So that's one thing that she constantly reinforced with her sales force over the years, and that's what's being reinforced now. And you mentioned, you know, children. A lot of our sales force, they are moms, whether they're married, single, divorced.
Sure. Sure.
Or foster moms.
Okay.
We have a lot of our consultants, have a lot of teachers, a lot of nurses.
Is that right? Mm-hmm.
Lawyers. Uh-huh. There are a lot of there are doctors in here doing Mary Kay. There's women from every, waitresses, there's women from every walk of life.
Wonderful. So you meet some really neat people mm-hmm. when you go to your mm-hmm. gatherings. You said that you have a weekly gathering you can go to.
It's a weekly meeting. It's
now,
like 2 hours. Our meeting's here in Gahanna.
Okay. And what do? Just check in with each other? What does that consist of?
Well, you go and, you know, you have your little fellowship meet, like uh-huh. a meet and greet.
Uh-huh.
And then you actually, we have maybe like 15 to 20 minutes where they actually sit down and they recognize you for your accomplishments for the
Wonderful.
Week. You know, like your sales accomplishment. They may say, okay, who's going to be the queen of sharing, which means
okay.
who shared the most or received a new team member this week with their business.
Okay.
We have a thing we call the queen of sales, and that's the individual who may have had the highest in sales reported
okay.
for the week.
Okay.
And then it just goes from there. And then we break down and have training for that evening.
So really, when you think about going into a business, you want to be in a business where you're not isolated.
Correct.
You want to be in a community, but not just any old community. You want to be in a community where people know what they're doing and you share with one another. And the egos don't bump into each other.
Right. And people are empowering you and encouraging you.
Empowering you and encouraging. Positivity.
Yes. It goes a long way.
It goes a long way. And there again is our word, K-I-N-D, kindness.
Yes.
Kind.
Kind, yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, and sharing and open. I love that. So in any business that you start, you do want to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think you do, because you're working out of your home.
So you're by yourself, except you're dealing with your clients. It's nice to have some peers in the business that you can get together with and share.
And another thing, you said you're working out of your home. The thing about it is you have to remember, too, you're not going to always have a cheerleading squad when you get up every day to say, okay, let's go. You have to motivate yourself. And one way you can motivate yourself is, number one, writing down your goals that you may want to accomplish for the next 3 months. You know, whether that's how many guests you want to see, how many different businesses you want to see, what you want your revenue to be for the next 3 months. Do you want to increase your staff? Maybe, like, do you want to have somebody come in and be your girl Friday to help you 2 hours a week to put your sales things into your computer? It's really focusing on what you need to do to make it happen. And for me, writing down, like I shared with you earlier, writing down that schedule, because then when I look at that schedule, I can cross it off. It's like, oh yeah, this is done, that's done. And truly for me, is meditation has kept me.
It will keep your mind clear.
Keep my mind clear.
And it helps to get rid of all the distractions and the naysaying little voices. And you're focusing on something that feeds your spirit, your mind, and your body. And so it helps you to be a self-starter, because that's very important. When you have an independent home visit that's out of, running out of the home, you may go and see people. You do need to be a person who can knows how to motivate themselves.
Right. And another thing I want anybody who wants to start a business, if you know you have things you want to do, like if you want to go make your calls or come up with your vision board. If you can't do it at home, if you can't do it at home, take yourself to Panera or Tim Hortons or something where you can just go and get away from the kids or your significant other and have that time that you can just dedicate to focus on that.
That's right. So even though you're independent, doesn't mean that you just do it whenever you feel like it.
Correct.
It means that you have to have some self-discipline, and you do have to have sort of a schedule and a ritual for what you're going to do every day to make your business live out your vision.
Correct.
You've talked about a vision board before. Tell us about the vision board. I like that for business, small business owners.
I got to redo mine for January. I have what I want to work on, but I'm going to put it down on like a cardstock board. And what mine is going to be is, like, for me, what is your goals for the next 90 days or even for the next 6 months? It could be your personal goals, you know, like if you want to be working out more, if you want to lose more weight, or if you want to grow more money with your business, get your debt in control. Just whatever you see as an important thing for you to tackle, put it out there for that 90-day goal, and then take it and make it into 30-day intervals. And then from there, take it into weekly and then into daily. And then break it down so you won't seem like you're overwhelmed, like, oh, my God, I'm going to do all this at one time.
So you have your vision board. It may be up on a – I know I went to a grant writing workshop, and he had it up on the chart. You know, he stuck paper up there. So you have your broad base goals for the next, say, 6 months or 90 days. And then you break it down to steps, is what you're saying. And what do I have to do on a weekly basis? What do I have to do on a daily basis to meet 1 month of these goals? And what I have to do for the second month? So that's kind of what you... In fact, a vision board, I think, is something you can do in family life or if you're single. Everyone needs to know how to do a vision board, don't you think? But that sounds wonderful. That's the kind of thing that helps to self-motivate you, too. And you'd always put meditation, prayer, or whatever you, whatever discipline that you do to keep yourself centered.
And that's what I did. I wrote mine all down, and then I color-coded them.
Oh, wonderful.
So I put them in a spiral book. I went to Office Depot, and I have everything in there. It's like, in the beginning, I may have my inspiration readings, you know, and then I have my calendar for the month of January.
Okay.
And then it's broken down into weekly segments. And then when it's broken down to weekly segments, it's broken down into dailies.
Okay.
So I can look on January 3rd and say, okay, 6 a.m., meditation. You know, 7 a.m., okay, we got to get ready, get dressed to go to the Y to work out. you know.
But you know what is nice about that? You're always feeling success.
Yes.
You're always feeling encouraged because I love to check things off.
Yes.
So it's nice when you can see that and check it off. Now, do you have just an overriding mission or vision statement that you've written for yourself and your business?
I haven't written my one for 2020 yet.
Okay.
But part of my, because I'm not sure how I'm going to write it, but part of my mission is, number one, is to continue to walk a deeper walk.
Okay.
So I can be what he's calling me to be.
All right.
You know, because in the end, that's all that matters. Seriously.
Yes.
I mean, you can want what you want, but mm-hmm. I want what I need first.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's to be a deeper walk with God.
Yes. And then the other stuff will come into
yes, when you focus
play.
On
yes.
doing what he asked you mm-hmm. to do, everything mm-hmm. else falls into place.
It does. It
you really don't have does. You don't have that confusion.
Yes.
You have that clarity.
That's right. And because I am clergy, I'm retired now as the minister for children and families for my national denomination in Cleveland. I traveled all over and wrote curriculum and preached and did workshops in spiritual direction, spiritual meditation. But I have a nonprofit, Spirit Care,
mm-hmm.
and Inc. or Spirit Care Ministries, and it's a 501c3. Now, out of that, I do work with people as a spiritual director or in doing retreats, but I also do that for myself. And so once a year, I do make a pretty big one, and then periodically, I do individual ones for myself, but then daily spiritual reading and meditation. And it just helps you through whatever challenges, whether it's grief or whatever. It helps you in joys, and it helps you in sorrows, and it helps you to keep going. You just have to walk with God, don't you?
Yes. And that's the thing about walking with God. You know, you can have your time designated, but it happens anywhere.
Anywhere. And I love the fact that what I say is the scriptures say, pray without ceasing.
Mm-hmm.
And I
mm-hmm.
honestly feel honored that I can do that
yes.
at any moment, all
yes.
moments. And that is a gift. That's a gift. And it takes years of noticing God to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So Saturday we just went for my husband and I and a friend that I do direction for and retreats for. And we went to a planned silent retreat on Saturday out at St. Teresa's Interdenominational. It was wonderful. It just kind of cleanses you and your eyes. And then you're in silence, and so all kinds of words come to you from God. You know, you're just led in that. So I recommend that for everybody. And you're talking right up with that. And then, of course, I've always, since the children were small, always had the words of God, pictures. If my son was nature, so an eagle that had a scripture, whatever. Everywhere you could look in unobtrusive places, you see a word from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a wonderful way to practice praying without ceasing. It's just those little moments where the Holy Spirit is breaking in.
Mm-hmm. And that's something people can do at work. Like if you're a locker, you know, put up the word hope.
That's right.
Be blessed. I mean, or whatever word or phrase you need to refresh you.
That's
or,
right.
Or put it in your mind.
That's right. Pictures, nature pictures. Mm-hmm. Photos. I used to, as a hospital chaplain, I would keep beautiful nature pictures there because I was dealing with people's last moments, trauma, various things. And when I came back to my desk, it was nice. I had music. I'd either play a hymn or something, some music that helped me to regroup and come to myself spiritually, or just gaze silently at a beautiful nature photo or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are things that we're talking about. We're of the one mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all, you know, people's disciplines may be different, but it's nice to be able to share those, that because being in business for yourself, as Mary Kay told you, you have God, and then you have your family, and then you take care of yourself. So I think that's wonderful that she built a business on those principles.
Yeah, and she's is still standing. And now it's being ran by her grandchildren and great-grand now.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Well, you know, one thing we also talked about, keeping in mind in terms of balance, and all, I don't know how we got to this, but I told you, I shared with you about Wesley, the founder of the United Methodist Church. We're talking about goals, and I said, we were talking about money. And he said, make as much as you can. Do you remember that? Give all you can and save all you can. Now, I think that's a pretty good motto, don't you, for business?
Yes. Yes.
And that can be on our vision board. And that helps us.
Because that is your goal.
That is your goal.
To make money.
Well, because if you make money, then you can share more of it with people. So you give all you can, and then you save all you can. Self-care. You want to make sure that you're able. This world does run with money, so
yes.
You want to make sure
it gives you more options.
Yes, that you can take care of yourself and your family, and even share in terms of needs at other times. Is there anything on the back of this conversation that you'd like to share?
I'm just thankful and grateful that I have a business with Mary Kay that allows me the opportunity to work primarily with women and help them feel empowered and help them feel like they can make a difference in the world and that they are important.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a lot of times we as women think that we don't matter. Mm-hmm. We think we don't have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of women out here who are hurting. They mm-hmm. don't feel confident.
Mm-hmm.
They don't feel accepted for where they are, for mm-hmm. who they are, for how they look, for how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it really hurts to see people hurting like
yes,
that.
Yes, it does.
And so when I'm able to take someone wherever they are, if it's nothing but having them try a skincare and maybe just have them try a lipstick or a lip gloss and put on some mascara and have them look in the mirror and they're smiling like they weren't smiling when they first came in, to me, I know I've made a difference in her life for that day.
That's
whether
right.
she buys anything or not, mm-hmm. I can say I made a difference in her life.
Yes, yes. And that is so important. Years and years ago, when I was a homemaker and my two little children, I volunteered for a program, a local infant stimulation program.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I did in volunteering was to do in-service for the home visitors. There were home visitors, and they had themselves been on welfare, and they had succeeded in getting educations and doing things, and they were our home visitors. And they went into the homes. It was the Board of Education, believe it or not. And they went into the homes and worked with mothers, birth to three. And one of the things I did, I volunteered. I had been a speech therapist, so I did the language development assessment of the children, but I also did the special programs. And one of the ones that our mothers loved was Spa Day. And we had a Mary Kay consultant come. We had someone come and do pedicures or manicures. We had a consultant come and do facials and make them up. It was wonderful because what we found, speaking of women, we were going to the home visitors were going to say, do this for the baby, do this for the toddler, do this. But what studies show is moms, and I'm sure dads, are better parents when someone helps them take care of themselves.
Yes.
And so you are really lending a wonderful hand in helping women take care of themselves because it goes beyond of skin care and makeup. It goes to spiritual care and body care and all of that, and you are a walking symbol, an example for that. That's what you were saying, how you act. You're a billboard for your business.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? You said that, and it's just making me sit here think, when I worked as a labor and delivery nurse for many years, I did use a combination of all that every day with mm-hmm. not just with my mother-to-be, but with her family
mm-hmm.
and guesses she had with them. Mm-hmm. So it was a way to, as an avenue to explore and to teach mm-hmm. others, not mm-hmm. just that mother.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we need to do. And I'm also thankful that over the years as being a Mary Kay consultant, that I have been fortunate to go into group homes and help the mm-hmm. population that's mentally challenged. Mm-hmm. I've been blessed to go into homes where women are going through rehab mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. a drug addiction mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. or alcohol recovery. Mm-hmm. I've been blessed to go into shelters. Mm-hmm. But I think the one that was really the most touching is when I went back home to Dayton, where I'm from, and I actually went into the prison mm-hmm. and pampered those women. I mean, that just made me, like, see the real reason why I'm doing this.
Make all you can, give all you can, save all you can.
It makes you think how blessed you are and how much you're supposed to give back.
Well, I thank you for that. This has been a wonderful time of conversation. I want to thank Marcia Cook Mason, independent beauty consultant, entrepreneur. Contact her at 614-271-7044 for your complimentary makeup. Thank you so much.
And thank you for having me here today.
Oh, it's been a blessing. Now, our final contact number for Marcia has been given. I'll give it to 614-271-044. Call her for your free complimentary makeover. You know, Scripture says to exhort one another. On Faith and Family, we like to share a word of exhortation through a poem, prayer, or scripture. Today, our poem is by Vi Chevalier, Joys of the Heart. Deep within my memory, my heart, and in my soul, I hear as if, yes, just yesterday, immortal strains of old. Sweet music by the masters, inspired by realms divine, majestic and entrancing, withstanding test of time. They fill my heart with gladness and thoughts of yesteryear, of simple joys and friendships and loved ones ever dear, of songfest winter evenings and carols Christmas time, of counting down the hours and singing Auld Lang Syne. What priceless joy such words of love and music can impart, entwined with precious memories, enshrined within the heart. And this is a poem in my little book from the Salesians, and I love these poems and prayers. And there's a scripture here. A cheerful glance brings joy to the heart. Good news invigorates the bones. This is Proverbs 15:30. And we know this to be true, don't we, Marcia? Because
yes.
We have been talking about that. And in the midst of it is God and kindness. And that'll bring you success every time.
Mm-hmm.
We may have to redefine what we think success is.
Success is not always how much money I can make.
That's right. That is true. That is actually true. So we just have a lot of to be thankful for at this time. And again, I want to thank you, Marcia Cook Mason, independent beauty consultant and entrepreneur. Columbus, Ohio, 43219, 614-271-7044. Now, your email here, would you tell me?
My email?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's marciacook1958@gmail.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. And you can contact her or call her, and she will give you a complimentary makeup over.
Yes.
And that'll be fun. And she is an advanced color consultant. And when you meet her, she can tell you all about how she can help you to bring out your colors and your complexion. And so we've just been delighted. She's given you lots of tips. Remember, the first thing she starts with is meditation. And then she has her vision board that she lives by, and it works so very beautifully. So we're just happy to have her today, and we've read our song, Joys, our poem, Joys of the Heart, from our Salesian book, and we're just about to go to break, and We thank you for listening. You're wonderful to tune in and listen to us today.
Radio, the way it should be heard.